Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peor Daf Memtes in the Oizvahadar edition, beginning of the sixth parak. Sog de Mishto. V'chamo imim hefker la'anim hefker. Hefker to anim only, and not to the rich, only to poor, is a hefker. You could have hefker only to one segment of the society. U'v'sil imim einu hefker at she'afker af la'ashirim k'shvito. It needs to be hefker for both poor and rich. It can't be only to one segment of the society. Says the Mishnah, "Kol oimri asodes shel kav kav, ve'echot shel arba kovin v'shochechoy." If you have all the amor in the size of one kav, and one is the size of four kav, and you forgot that one, v'chamo oimrim einu shiricho, u'beisil oimrim shiricho. So the reason for this is that every pile over here is one kav, and here you have one of four kav. So the four kav can be divided. We look at it as if it's divided to four kavin. And when you have four together, there's no shiricho and four together. According to Beit Shammai, it's considered to be a shur, it's considered to be a row, and there's no shiricho in one row. So that's why here you have roim, and he's potter, mina shiricho. But according to Beit Shammai, you don't see roim, you look at it as one pile, and one pile, you do have shiricho in one pile. So look at the Gemara. Rab Chiyo, b'sharechon, ta'amar de Beit Shammai, the reason Beit Shammai regarding hefker, lo'oni v'lager, it says regarding payo, that you leave it for the oni v'lager, Matamud loyim atazoyv osa oisom. Why you have to add the words to leave it? Clearly, you're leaving it nivel ager. Yesh lecha aziva acheres kazu. There's another time you leave it only for oniv ager. Mazu la'anim v'lo la'ashim. The same way here, you give it to the poor, not to the rich. Avmash le'mar mokam acher. Also, what you do in other places, meaning regular hefker la'anim v'lo la'ashim, you can give it to the poor and not to the rich. That is the way Rabbi Yochan explains it. The reason of Bisil is Tishmeteno. You learn the Gabi Shmita, it says you have to do it Shmita, you have to be mafkirit, give it to people to take it out. Then it says again, Loshon Hefker. There's something else like this, which is Hefker. Mazu bein lanim bein lashim. The same by Shmita, you give it to the poor and to the rich alike. So also in other places, meaning in hefker, it needs to be hefker for both. So as we see over here, Rabbi Yochanan is learning the source of Beit Shammai. The Beit Shammai learned it from Peyo, that Peyo is only for the poor, not for the rich. So hefker is only for the poor, not for the rich. It doesn't tell me what Basil disagree with that. And according to Rish Lakish, you learn the source of Basil. Basil learned from Shmita, the same by Shmita you need to have for both, poor and rich. So also every hefker needs to be for both. So now the Gemara goes to explain. Mami kaimim b'silil ta'amai de b'chamai. What will b'silil do with b'chamai source from Peyo? Says the Gemara, ta'azoyv oysom miut. Zu la'anim v'lo la'ashim. Ama she'emam mokom acher bein la'anim bein la'ashim. B'silil said the exact opposite. When it says ta'azoyv oysom, not to tell me there's another azivo, but to say specifically here you have an azivo like this, which is for the poor and not for the rich. In other places, you'll need to have both. What Bichama will do with the source of Bisila from Shmito? Dafke here you need to have both by Shmito. In other places, you have for the poor and not for the rich. So according to what the Gemara says right now, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Bichama learned from Peyo to other places. And Bisila learned from Peyo the exact opposite. The only by pay you could do hefker to the poor, not to the rich, and not in other places. And according to Rish Lakish, you learn everything for Shmito. Basil learns for Shmito, you have to be for both, so it has to be every hefker. And Beit Shammai learns for Shmita, specifically Shmita, you need to have both, but not anything else. So says the Gemara, Marav Avin, Lishon, Masnisu, Mesayel, Levshem, Melokish. The Loshon of our Mishnah sounds like Hashem, Melokish. Achiafke, Aflashim, Keshmita. What does the Mishnah say? You have to be hefker to the rich, like Shmito. Mashma over here, that what's the source? They need to be mafker to both. Shmito. So that's like Rish Lakish, the source of Machlokes Beit Shammai Beis Hillel comes for Shmito. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis and says, Hefker lebeimo avaloi lo'odom. One who's mafker to animals, not to human beings. Legoyim veloi l'Yisrael, to non-Jews and not to Jews. La'ashim avaloi la'anim, to the rich and not to the poor. Divrei HaKol ein hefker hefker. Everybody agrees that's not a hefker. Because the hefker at least needs to be to human beings, at least to Jews, and at least to poor. But what happens is the opposite. Lo'odom avaloi l'beimo. Human beings, not animals. Le'Yisrael avaloi l'goyim. To Jews, not to goyim. Or lani, so here Reb Chaim says, not dafka lani, meaning for the people of this city, avloi lani re'acheres, of not people of another city. So then, taflukto de Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Shimon Lakish. That will depend on the source of Rabbi Yochanan de Shimon Lakish. Al dait de Rabbi Yochanan ifker re'evker, al dait de Rabbi Shimon Lakish ain't ifker re'evker. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that you're learning from Peyo, and what you learn from Peyo is that the same Peyo is for poor and for rich, so needs to be of a hefker for poor and not for rich. That's only regarding you have to be hefker to both. But it could be mufkar only to human beings. It could be mufkar only to this city, not to another city. There's no exclusion from this pay. But if you're learning, like Rosh Hashanah Lakish, you're learning from Shemitah. Shemitah is open for everybody. For human beings and for animals, for Jews and Goyim, and for this city and other cities alike. So therefore, if you learn from there, Hefker needs to be for everybody with no limitations, according to Bisil. Says the Gemara, Omar of Avin Barachio, Adodom, Ro Hefker Lanim, Vizochu Be'em Hashim. According to Adodom, it says that you could do Hefker only for the poor. Meaning, Shammai hold, you could do Hefker for the poor only. What happens if you did Hefker for the poor, and the rich came in and took it? They're not supposed to. It's Gezel. It's considered to be stealing. But they did it. Are they Zoicher or not Zoicher? Says the Gemara, Taflukto de Rameir ve'Rabbi Yosi. It's Machlokes is Rameir, Rabbi Yosi, and Meseches Nedarim. There they're arguing, is Hefker leaving the Rishus of the giver immediately, and it becomes Hefker to everybody? Or Hefker works only once it reaches the Rishus of the receiver. Only once someone takes the Hefker, then it leaves the Rishus of the giver. So the Gemara says, Al Daita de Rameir, according to Rameir, do Omar, that he said, Kivan Shahodom Mafkir Dova. When a person says Mafkir something, and you're adding a word from the Girsa of Rav Chaim, Yotso Mishusoi, immediately it left as Mishus. When a person does Hefker, it leaves as Mishus immediately. So then it is Hefker, Hefker. It is Hefker. So the rich took it, they took it. They're not supposed to take it, but they took it, they're Zoyche, because anyway, it's ownerless right now. When Dafnuna Mudal Fantap. Al Daita de Rabbi Yosi do Omar, Ein Hefker Yotso Mitachas Yedei Abaylim Ele Beschio. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that says that when one does the Hefker, it doesn't leave his Rishus until it gets to the Rishus of the Zoyche, until it gets to the Rishus of the one who's supposed to receive it. So then, Ein Hefker Hefker. It's not a Hefker. I mean, it didn't leave his Rishus until the one who's Zoyche gets it. And because he said, I'm not willing to give it to anybody in the world, only to the poor, not to the rich. So then, if a rich person takes it, that's not the Hefker. That's not Aldas Cain. He didn't agree to take it out of his Rishus. He said, this will leave my Rishos when it reaches the right person. Which person? Only the Ani. So if you hold that Hefker works immediately, and the minute he said Hefker left his Rishos, so even though he gave conditions for the rich not to take it, but it's still not, it's ownerless, the rich could take it. But if you hold that a Hefker does not leave the Rishos until it gets to the destination we're supposed to get to. So here, when the rich took it and never got to that destination, never left the Rishos of the owner, it's not a Hefker. So you take back from the Ashir whatever he took. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo, Daf Memtes.